Illumination, vision. How do I see? Do I see with my eyes? Do I see with my mind? What is it that I see with? Where is my vision? Where is my vision? My vision is within myself. My vision is not from the outer, as I like to think that it is. My vision is from the inner. I interpret everything I see on the inner, and I flash it through my eyes onto the screen of the world, and I see what I have within me. And I can change what I have within me every single moment if I choose, and I can use everything that I have within me to be the same every single moment if I choose. It's all a matter of what I have in my choice, in my attitude, in my thinking, in my thought. What do I think about? My vision is my thought. Because I can look at a fire and I can say it is bad. And I can look at a fire and say it is good. And I say, such irrationality. But a fire that is burning something I don't want burned, I call that bad. And fire that's burning something I do want burned, not necessarily for burning something, but for having its heat or having its ability to cook my foods or whatever I want from the fire. It's all a matter of attitude. It's all a matter of thought. I was thinking of people talking about the desire for having things accomplished in their meditation time. I was thinking about why it is that people do not accomplish precisely the things that they meditate on. Why is it that they can meditate on being whole and perfect, having good health, and then they persist in having ill health? Why does this happen? It's not the outer vision. It's not the vision of the world. It's the vision that takes place within. We look at ourselves within, and we see exactly what we have in our attitude, in our mind, in our thought system. And our thought system is what we experience in our life, whether it's through our vision of seeing it or whether it's through our sensation of having it touch our body and our physical life. It all happens for one simple reason. Where is our thought? Not the preponderance of our thought, but where is our thought? Our thought can be fleeting one moment here, one moment there. It can be fleeting on being whole and perfect and on being not whole and perfect. It can be fleeting on being a healthy body and not being a healthy body. It can be so fleeting, so momentarily. And yet, what is the thought that gets results? What is the thought that takes preponderance in my life, in my affairs, in my experience? What is the thought? It's the thought that I have in my attitude. It's the thought that I have in my belief. It's the thought that I give my most attention to, if not my fullest attention to. We often say that if we distract ourselves, we distract our thought, we distract our thinking, we can allow things to happen and we don't even know it. And then when our thinking or our attention comes back to what we were doing, we say, oh, wow, wow. You're driving along the road and you turn your head to the right to look at something and you start turning the car wheel to the right to look at something. You say to yourself, no, I'll hold the wheel straight ahead while I look over there. And you still edge toward the edge of the road. This is how our thoughts are. Our thoughts are taking us wherever our attitude is. Now, if you would like to have wholeness and perfection in your body, If you would like to have an ideal body, which is what you already have, you have to return your thought to your original purity and integrity. You have to return your thought to who you really are, not to any appearances or any illusions, which seem quite real, but you return them to your original purity and integrity. You return your vision to the sight of what your wholeness is. You look at yourself in every possible manner as the whole being that is presumably your choice. Now, this may take a moment. It may take 2 moments. It may take an hour. It may take a lifetime. But it doesn't matter what it takes. If this is your true choice, if it is your true choice to have for yourself wholeness in your vision of yourself, what is your vision of yourself? What is it that you have every single moment of your day and night and life of yourself? Do you at all times see yourself whole? Do you at all times see your body functioning in its original purity and integrity? Do you at all times see every thought you have directed on being that self of yourself that is ideal? If not, then don't be surprised if your vision brings to you something that is less than what you say you want. Anyone who wants to achieve any goal, we know this, it's a psychological conundrum, but a psychological truth. Anything that we put our attention to, anything that is so important to us that is our only thought, if our only thought were to look at our body and see it in its ideal form, if we train ourselves to think, how does it look? How does it look to see our body whole and perfect? How does it look to see our body in its ideal form? How does it look to be the universal, ideal, real person that you are created to be, your original purity and your original integrity? How does it look? Well, for all of us, basically, the answer is we haven't the vaguest idea. We haven't the vaguest idea of what an ideal body looks like. We haven't the vaguest idea of what wholeness and perfection look like. We haven't the vaguest idea of what these look like, the vision of these things. We can, but we haven't. How do we gain the vision of what these things look like and how they are? How do we gain this vision of our original purity and integrity? How do we return to our original purity and integrity? How do we see it? How do we know it? How do we have that illumination of that wonderment of who and what we are? How do we gain that and know that and be that? By putting every single thought we have, every single vision we have, every single attitude we have on our ideal self. This takes a little bit of attention. This takes a newness of attitude, because in the past we've been thinking about the problem rather than the solution. Now we take our attention from the problem. The problem is not what we want to have. The solution is what we want to have. And so we visualize the solution 100% of the time in our thought, in our vision, in our illumination, in our awareness. And as we do this, this is the new us. Our original purity and integrity results from this attitude of mind, and it is our reality as we visualize it now. What is vision? It's what we choose to see in our life. And that's all that matters. What is it you choose to see in your life? What is it I choose to see? I choose to see my original purity and integrity now and always.